We are starting out the 2018 NACUSO Network Conference on a really good note. Here we have Becky Reed from Lone Star Credit Union. How are you, Becky?
Great. Happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here, too. My microphone is on, and we are ready to rock and roll here today. And I was going to ask you, so how's the conference going? But it just basically kind of started. But they had breakouts yesterday. Did you attend any?
I did, yes. Okay. I attended the 1 o'clock breakouts all the way until the board meeting, NACUSO board meeting last night.
Anything in particular that, here's a question for you. Is there anything in particular that you're looking for at this conference that you want to take back to Lone Star?
Yes, innovative ideas.
Ah, we all want that, don't we?
We do, in the credit union space especially.
Okay. Hey, the topic at hand that you provided to me for this conversation is the three C's, CUSOs, credit unions, and collaboration.
Yes.
Can you expand on that, please?
So I think that credit unions are a legacy industry, and I know that's probably a bad word, but we've been around for more than 75 years now, and I think that would qualify as legacy. And so what that means is we keep doing the same things over and over, and we expect a different result, which is basically the definition of insanity.
I've heard that, yes.
Yes. What we need to do is bring new ideas and fresh ideas into the industry, and through collaboration and through CUSOs, we get to be entrepreneurs, and that's very exciting to me.
Yeah, that's what I like about this conference, because there's a very entrepreneurial spirit about it, because there's, you know, some startups in there, there's some folks that are established, but bringing in new technology. There's lots of new ideas here, and this is one of my favorites of the year, because there's so many new ideas, and again, it's kind of like this entrepreneurial spirit here. Do you feel that as well?
Oh, absolutely. And it's actually kind of interesting because it's a little bit of a dichotomy, right? Mm-hmm. So credit unions, not so entrepreneurial, very risk averse.
Yeah, yeah.
And CUSOs, startup, you know, Silicon Valley feel. It's really kind of exciting. And, I think it makes for a great blend.
I agree. Now, looking at it from the credit union perspective, what do you look for? I mean, how do you guys, I know there's so many new fintechs coming out. There's so many startups out there. How do you guys how do you filter out what's good, what's bad, what's right for you, what may not be right for you? How do you do that? Because there's so many choices out there right now.
I think it's a challenge. And I think for me, the challenge with the fintechs is which one is going to win? Because there's so much noise in the space, and the financial institutions, credit unions in particular, you know, we're struggling to find out what are our members really using and what do our members want. And in some cases, we don't know the answer to that. And so credit unions were the original disruptors, right? So a bunch of farmers got together and they said, you know, let's pool our money together and let's do some crowdfunding, right? So we were the original crowdfunders. And so now here we are, and we're not very innovative. Right. So again, with the CUSO environment, maybe we can get somewhere where we wouldn't otherwise be.
Yeah, we kind of, there's this, because there's all these fintechs, I guess. Maybe there's a lot of companies out there or organizations that are kind of nipping at our heels, you know, as far as banking. And so, I mean, there's Amazon, obviously. There's SoFi. There's so many of them out there that are trying to emulate what we're doing, what we've been doing for 75 years, like you said. How do we keep one step ahead of them? Because, I mean, again, like you said, we're a kind of a conservative lot here. But how do we kind of break out of that mold and keep moving forward? What are you guys doing at your credit union to do that?
Well, we try to look at the past, but we also try to be open to the future. Because I've been in the credit union business for 25 years, so you could say that I'm entrenched. Okay, so I can't see the forest for the trees a lot of times, and I don't want to end up like the Blockbusters, who Blockbuster should have seen Netflix coming. Why didn't they?
Yeah.
The taxi companies should have created Uber. They didn't.
Yeah.
And so what is it that credit unions are doing that we can't see outside of the forest? And so we have got to come to conferences like this and hear the big ideas that people have, listen to what people are saying out in the industry, sometimes even outside of our industry, things that we don't think necessarily affect our industry. And we have to think outside the box. And so I encourage my team back at the credit union to do that all the time. We have tons of brainstorming sessions. It's so funny, my team, whenever I walk into the room and I go, okay, I have an idea, they all go, oh my gosh. Okay, so we sit down and we, you know, just do this thing, and over time it kind of evolves into something that's actionable. But maintaining fluidity, I think, is important.
Yeah, indeed. And these are really exciting. I kind of facilitated the future of data analytics session yesterday, and it was really fascinating to hear the conversation between the audience and the panelists. And it was really exciting and kind of gave me goosebumps of where we're going. I hope we get there soon, because somebody else might get there before us. I hope, and hopefully, you know, we don't become a blockbuster type thing. I don't see that happening anytime soon, but. You know, did Blockbuster, you know, say that same thing too, you know, or Tower Records or whomever?
I think that's the fear. And credit unions tend to be safe, and sustainability is not safe. And so we need the help of our regulators as well to help us and encourage us to take risks. Because if our industry doesn't survive, our members won't have a not-for-profit financial cooperative to go to. Yeah. And our regulators won't exist anymore.
Indeed, indeed. Let's end on a high note. What do you want to take back to your credit union from that you're going to learn here? What do you want to start working on right away on Monday morning that you're going to take back?
The next big idea.
I can't wait for that competition. All right, Becky, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Well done.